Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to the Strike Zone, presented by Graybar. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. On the voice of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Our Graybar Sports Open Line does continue here on KMOX as we get into hour number two of the program. It is a Strike Zone hour. We will get back into baseball coming up in just a little while. But lots of things going on in the world of college football here throughout the area. And none bigger this weekend than a rivalry renewed as Mizzou and Kansas are going to match up against each other. It's been a while. It's been since Missouri left the Big 12 for the SEC. But now the team's on the non-conference schedule and very happy to welcome back on to the show, sports director at ABC 17 covering Missouri football. She is Natalie Jones. Natalie, thanks for taking some time with us tonight. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. It's a big week. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Just can you speak to me about the feeling in Columbia as this huge rivalry does return and the excitement that goes along with it?
There's a buzz for sure. It's a palpable vibe in Columbia. You can't go anywhere with really hearing about it. You know, the people are excited. SEC Nation just showed up here today for their pregame show that they're going to have here in Columbia. And the setup for that kind of makes it all feel more real. I feel like to the students, I've seen some students running around crossing out all the K's on all the signs on campus. So it's pretty fun to have this back. I mean, you can feel the energy all week.
Yeah, it's something that, from a national standpoint, maybe people don't realize what this rivalry means. And I read that Paul Feinbaum was instrumental in making sure that SEC Nation did indeed come to Columbia. But it's been a while since this rivalry has been played. That kind of results in people not thinking about it. But it doesn't get much more hatred between than you have with Missouri and Kansas.
Well, exactly. I mean, I've been talking to coaches and players for about a month now, kind of in the lead up to this game. And I asked them, I was like, do you think there's going to be a ramp up at all to like maybe getting fans back into this? And they're like, no, if you look on social media for the past decade, more than a decade, people are still like fueling that hatred and that dislike for each other. It just wasn't in a game setting. You saw it with basketball. It came back, you know, stronger than ever. I feel like you're going to have the same vibe with football. I don't think it's going to take too long to jump back into it.
I thought it was interesting that coaches from both sides talked about the fact that they brought in former players to discuss what this rivalry means, because yeah, fans and people in the area understand it, but for the players, it's important that they understand that this is not just another game on the schedule.
Well, exactly. And, you know, that was instrumental. Eli Drinkwitz talked to me about that this summer, you know, having people in that really just understand the rivalry on a different level. You know, he had historians that actually talked to them about dating back to the 1800s where this rivalry actually stemmed from, right? But I think some of the most inspiring stuff they had came from guys like Andy Hill, former coaches that came in and talked really fiery about this rivalry. And I think that's exactly what these players needed. And like you touched on, these guys, you know, they're from all over the country. They don't necessarily know what this is all about. And some of them might have seen a glimpse with basketball. But on the flip side of this, I almost think that might be to their advantage a little bit, because when you think about going into a game with these kind of implications for the state of Missouri, if you're just sitting out there thinking about how big this game is, it might not be to their advantage either.
I'm going to put you on the spot here for just a second. If you don't have the details on this, that's fine. But just for people who are going to the game, there's going to be – they're doing something because of the construction with where you have to go into the game depending on where your tickets are. Is that correct?
They are, yeah. So last time – you know, we've been talking to Athletic Director Laird Beach this summer really about what they were going to do with this north end zone construction. And they made it pretty clear ahead of the first game, you know, enter on the side of the stadium where your ticket's on. If you're on the east side, go to the E gates, west side, the W gates. I think people maybe didn't clearly get the message. There was a lot of, you know, lackluster kind of attitude and traffic in the concourse. And I think a lot of people got stuck there last game. So they're actually, you're not going to be able to get into the gate if it's not on the right side of the stadium that you're supposed to be on.
I'm sure that's going to work out great, and nobody's going to get upset when they're denied entry.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's just going to be perfect. And I assume that Missouri has also told people, I mean, that intersection in that area can be tough on a normal game day. Then you've got the construction project going on, and you've got everything going on with this one. I would think fans showing up early is probably something that would be good for them to do.
100%. I would take advantage. I mean, the gates are open 30 minutes earlier than normal. And, you know, my parents are heading out to the game. I told them, I was like, guys, get there the full 2 hours early. Get inside, get your drinks, go to the bathroom, whatever you need. Get inside the stadium the second you can. That's my advice.
We're talking with Natalie Jones. Looking forward to Missouri and Kansas coming up on Saturday. Backup quarterback Sam Horn, he's going to be out for a while. Unspecified leg injury. It happened kind of in a weird way in the first week. Do you get any type of sense on if we'll see Horn again this year? The old indefinitely, you don't really, and it didn't look great when it happened. So what's your sense, what's your feeling when it comes to Sam Horn?
Well, it's, you know, they're always going to play things very close to the vest. It's kind of the nature of things with this program, with injuries especially. You know, Eli Drinkwitz said he wasn't going to get into a timeline. He said he's out indefinitely. If I just totally from a me guessing sense, I would guess that we don't see Sam again this year. That's just my personal guess. You know, obviously he was drafted by the Dodgers. I think it would be not the smartest move for him to go back out there, especially if this is a substantial leg injury. I don't know. It doesn't sound like it was an ACL tear like what happened to kicker Blake Craig, but it sounds like obviously if he's going to be out for an extended period of time, it was something substantial. So just for his future, I don't know if we're going to see him out on the football field again. I know he's a great teammate. He's going to be around his team. But just from my personal perspective, I don't know if we'll get to see him, you know, take the field in the black and gold again.
You mentioned Blake Craig. He is out for the rest of the season, a torn ACL. So now they're in a situation where they've got a true freshman in Robert Meyer who is going to be serving in that capacity. What is the confidence level that you feel like the coaching staff has in Meyer?
I feel like they're pretty confident. I mean, we were asking kind of, does the game plan change? You know, when you have a true freshman kicker who's untested, that's a natural question to ask. And Drinkwitz was saying he's not going to go into the game and assume this kid can't do what the team needs him to do. He's done it in practice. He's done it in fall camp. So I think until something happens, until there's a critical miss kick or until there's something of that nature, they're going to go into this with all the confidence in the world. My perspective on this is it might be a little bit like Blake Craig last year. You know, I think Robert Meyer is the true freshman. He does have a lot of talent. I think there's just going to kind of be the adjustment of going into the SEC, going into a game setting where the pressure is all on you. That's going to be the biggest change for him. You saw that get to Blake Craig a few times last year. So I think it could be pretty similar to what we saw last season.
From a defensive standpoint there, they've got a quarterback that they're facing off against who provides a challenge in Jalen Daniels. Sixth season at Kansas. He's a dual threat guy, can use his feet, can throw it a little bit around as well. What's been the message about what they want to do defensively to try to contain him a bit?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing that they told us is just play their game, you know, and that's such coach speak, obviously, but I think in this case, it's right. You know, this is defense that I think we got to just see a glimpse of the depth it has. And when you look at that front seven, especially, I mean, my goodness, you see Chris McClellan and, you know, obviously the defensive ends. We saw Damon Wilson have a 2-sack game last time out, Zion Young. I just think they have so much up front, right there, right off the bat. This defense is really loaded, and I think we've been talking Jalen Daniels, Jalen Daniels, Jalen Daniels all week long, and rightfully so. He's a talented young man, but I do think this Mizzou defense they reloaded from last season. There's a lot of guys there who's played a lot of college football. So, and a lot of guys, honestly, who have experience with Jalen Daniels. To look at Jalen Catalan, he has some personal one-on-one knowledge with Jalen Daniels, played him last season. So I think he's the guy they've been leaning on as well to kind of give them the lowdown on what to expect from Mr. Daniels.
Do you like the way the schedule is set up where last week they had Central Arkansas, a team they should be able to win pretty easily. Next week they'll match up against Louisiana, same deal. Now we'll lead into conference play. And then this very, very, very big, tough non-conference game kind of sandwiched in between those two?
I like it from a perspective of, you know, it kind of gets, especially when you have so much newness on a team, it's you have the ability to kind of get your feet wet, right? You're not going into a game like LSU week one has Clemson, right? You're not going into a game and kind of getting thrown in the fire like that immediately. I do think there are disadvantages to it as well because, you know, you kind of had, let's say, an easier game in week one, and you kind of have this start and stop a little bit. You're going to have a tough game this week. Then you're going to go back to a game you should win handily again in Louisiana. I don't know how well it prepares you for SEC play. I guess we're going to find out, but I do think there are advantages and disadvantages to it.
She is Natalie Jones, native St. Louis, and working in mid-Missouri right now as the sports director for ABC 17. You can follow her on Twitter at Natalie ABC 17. You should note she spells her first name with an H and a T-H-A-L-I-E. So just remember that, or you can just see the tweet that we sent out earlier today for the show. Natalie, thank you so much. Enjoy the game this weekend, and hopefully we can catch up with you again down the line.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Awesome. That's Natalie Jones joining us on the program, and we appreciate her spending a few moments with us today. All right, so that's the Missouri side of things. How about the Illinois side of things? This is a team that right now looks like they are a legitimate contender for the college football playoff. We'll talk about them with Glenn Kinley. He's going to join us coming up in just a moment or so. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, back to the Strike Zone, presented by Graybar on the voice of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
It is a Graybar Sports Open Line, a Strike Zone hour of the program. Glad to have you with us. What's on Deck is presented by Chesterfield Fence and Deck, the sign you have the very best. A bunch of things are on deck from a Cardinal standpoint. They're going to match up against the San Francisco Giants in a three-game series that starts tomorrow. That is going to include the 1985 championship team being honored this weekend. And, of course, the Cardinal Hall of Fame festivities will be going on Saturday. What a great class. Walt Jocketty, who passed away recently but was the architect of those Cardinals teams starting in the mid-90s and moving forward, and then Edgar Renteria, just an incredible shortstop for the club, and Auerbach as well. I think everybody is just so incredibly happy that the Mad Hungarian Auerbach has been selected for induction, and rightfully so. So we'll talk some more Cardinals baseball in just a little while, but right now happy to be able to go back to the guest line and welcome on to the program. He is Glenn Kinley. He is the sports director at WCIA3 in Champaign area in Central Illinois. You follow him on Twitter at Glenn_Kinley. Glenn, appreciate you taking some time with us. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Appreciate you having me on, man. Exciting time of year for just about anybody that you ask, whether you're an NFL fan or a college football fan. Certainly the Illini fans are fired up after a week one win. So things are good in Champaign.
Yeah, one-sided victory against Western Illinois, as it should be, with all due respect to the folks there at Western Illinois. But it gets a lot tougher this weekend as they're going to travel to Duke. And this is an Illinois team. It's been a while since they've won against a power conference team on the road in non-conference play. It's been a bit. So even though it's just week number two, from my perspective, it almost feels like an early season litmus test. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, it's certainly, you know, sometimes you get a few weeks to ramp up, but Illinois had a similar thing last year, not on the road, but at home, and played Kansas at home. I believe that was week two, and that was a big win. Of course, the program went on to win 10 games last year, and you feel different about this week two game than you did last year. Maybe fans are even more confident entering this one, even though last year's was at home, just because of that season that they have. But this is not an easy game. I think it's a field goal spread, and you're talking about, you mentioned it, going on the road, tough place to play. Obviously, Mensah is a really good quarterback. He was one of the biggest quarterback names in the portal, so he's going to be tough to slow down. And you got a number of returners for Illinois, but you got some new faces as well. And so we saw him play a lot of guys last week, and you really don't put too much stock into that because they played so many guys that we'll find out maybe this week when push comes to shove, who's on the field then. Then we'll learn a lot.
The last time Illinois beat a non-conference, power conference team on the road was in 2007 when they won at Syracuse 41-20. That was a Ron Zook team there. I guess that doesn't really, you know, the failures of the past does not impact the current team, but does that just kind of add another wrinkle to this whole thing that if this team wants to differentiate itself from some of these other teams, and you just mentioned a home win that was home game that was important last year, but just being able to prove that they can win these type of games, what does that do for this team when they are eventually playing important league games and on the road?
Yeah, well, it does a lot, and you're talking about, it feels like we say that stuff so often. Illinois hasn't done this since this year. Illinois hasn't, and there's so many things they're accomplishing that they haven't accomplished in roughly two decades. Yeah. You know, that 07, 08 was a lot of it. And so sold out another game today. The USC game, the homecoming game, is sold out. First time they've had three sellouts in two-plus decades. And so it feels like we're hearing that stuff all the time. And I think more than anything, I think a win this weekend would just be big for confidence. They lost – not a lot, but you lost Pat Bryant, who was your guy last year, right? And so going out, showing that the wide receivers can make plays, they look great in week one, but as you mentioned, they probably should have, right? And so I think a win, and then you get Western Michigan the following week, and if you can go through that stretch and enter conference play 3-0, you're going to be a top 10 team, and I think the confidence will follow suit. Winning and the energy and emotion that comes with it is contagious. I think we saw the uptick in the energy and the confidence of this team when they beat Kansas last year. I think we saw it when they beat Nebraska early on in conference play. And so that stuff early on, just it goes a long way from a competence perspective. They can tell you, yeah, we're going to be the same team. We're going to show up and prepare for week three the same way regardless of what happens at Duke. And I'm sure they would. I don't think that's a lie. But there's a different energy and swagger when you when you keep climbing up that AP poll and when you can say that you're unbeaten going into conference play. And so this is a significant game, especially you're talking about an Illinois team that, you know, they're ranked 11th in the country right now. They have playoff hopes. And so do you care about conference play? Absolutely you do. But you have much less room for error in conference play if you drop one this weekend.
You mentioned the sellout. Have fans totally bought in on this team?
Yeah, man, I they really have. And it's been really interesting to see. I've only been working here at Channel 3 in Champaign for just over a year. And even in the year that I've been here, the fan support and how riled up these folks are has just grown dramatically. Won 10 games last year, and Brett Bielema has really, really raised the expectations for fans here in Champaign. I think when he got hired, or even maybe even a year or two ago, maybe even still now for some fans. But people said, if we get a guy that wins six games a year, gives us a bowl game on the regular, we'll give the guy a lifetime contract. Mm-hmm. And now I think you got fans who are expecting 9, 10, maybe even 11 wins this year. And that's saying something. That's territory that Illinois fans not only didn't expect, maybe didn't even think was realistic a few years ago. And now he's got a team where you have Illinois fans who are showing up, who are excited, and who really truly believe that their team can be in the playoff. And that's a conversation that wasn't being had a couple of years ago. It wouldn't have been realistic or even thought about.
All starts with the quarterback, and Illinois got a good one in Luke Altmyer this past weekend. Didn't have to do a lot, 217 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. He'll use his feet on occasion. Just how good can he be? And like, this is kind of a dumb question, but can you just speak to the what he has to do to make sure that this Illinois team can reach these expectations that we're talking about right now?
Yeah, I think Luke's best when he plays within himself, right? I think he's best when the guys on the rest of the guys on the field are making plays and he's allowing them to make plays and he doesn't feel like he has to do too much or do anything ridiculously crazy. That would be maybe the knock on Luke would be like, well, he doesn't have a ton of insane plays where you say, how on earth did he do that? But if they're winning football games, and maybe that's why he's so good, is because he isn't trying to do anything crazy. And he can run, and he can use his legs at time. I know they're going to try to keep him safe and keep him from taking too many hits. But I think Luke is aware of the playmakers he has around him, and they got a couple really good running backs. They got 5 starting offensive linemen back who have played a ton of football, and I think he trusts those guys around him. And I think he is just a confident cat right now, in part because of the step that he took last year, which was a significant one. But also I think he's aware of the guys he has around him, and he's aware that – I don't have to be Superman for us to win, right? And he has the pieces around him where if Luke Altmyer plays good football, they're going to win most games. If Luke Altmyer plays great football, they're going to win more than just most games. They're going to win a ton of football games. And so I think he's best when he's himself, when he's not trying to overdo it. And I think he's just really grown into that mindset of just being Luke Altmyer and being himself and taking what's given to him and probably not forcing it, right? And knowing the awareness and the IQ, I think, is there even more than it was last year. Probably too early for me to say that, but I just said it anyway. But I think, you know, knowing he took a sack last week that he knew he shouldn't have took, right? And I think he learned from that stuff and knowing where the sticks are. And, you know, we're still learning maybe who will be his go-to guy in that receiving game. Hank Beatty looked really good last week. They used a lot of the tight ends. So we're still learning that stuff. But he's a leader of this team, and I think he takes it upon himself to get the other guys acquainted, get the other guys comfortable. And in a way, I think – when they go, he goes, if that makes sense, and vice versa. But when he knows those guys are going to make plays and when he knows that they got his back, he gets that much better when he trusts the guys around him, and I think he does right now.
Just a couple more moments with Glenn Kenley, sports director with WCIA Channel 3 covering Illinois athletics. To take a step back and look at the schedule, I mean, you look at the Big Ten this year, and it's the 3 teams at the top with #1 Ohio State, #2 Penn State, #6 Oregon. The Illinois schedule is set up right now. They do have a game against Ohio State, but the only other ranked team right now, and there could be some other teams that move into the rankings, is #23 Indiana. Considering they play in the Big Ten, how good the Big Ten is this year, it feels like the schedule certainly gives them a pathway to something special.
Yeah, so you avoid Oregon, you avoid Penn State, you avoid Michigan, but I've been telling people, man, and I agree with you that they could have something special. I'm not disagreeing with that at all, but I just think there's a number of games on this schedule. There may be less games on this schedule than the average year that you look at and say, it's probably a loss. We might not have that one. There's less of those, but there are a bunch of games that you say, that's not an easy game. That's not an easy game. You go to Indiana, that's a tough one. Duke this weekend is a tough one. Host USC is a tough one. Obviously Ohio State, but then you go to Washington, you go to Wisconsin. Like, you got a number of challenging games, but to your point, there are very few games, probably just one game, that really looks like that's unlikely that we win that one. And of course, as I say that, I'm sure any Illini fans listening will say, hold on a minute, we beat the reigning national champions last year. But there's only really that one game on the schedule that you think Illinois will certainly be an underdog in. But there are a number of games that you say, that's not a gimme either. Yeah.
That's fair. That's very fair. Glenn Kenley does a great job covering a lot of things going on in Central Illinois, but including University of Illinois athletics. You should follow him on Twitter at Glenn_Kenley. He's always posting videos. Most recent video is Brett Bielema talking about the sellout that he just mentioned with us. Glenn, we always appreciate taking some time. Enjoy the game this weekend, and we'll talk to you on occasion if you're all right with it during the course of football and basketball seasons.
Hey, absolutely. Anytime. Always enjoy talking to you. I appreciate you having me on.
Awesome. Very good. That's Glenn Kenley. Does a fantastic job working for WCIA Channel 3, and we appreciate him spending some time with us. We'll take another break. We'll get back into the Cardinals a bit, and then we'll make way for City Spotlight. Jen Cease is going to be in here for our final segment to preview what's going on there. That's all coming up. Don't go anywhere. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, back to the Strike Zone, presented by Graybar on the voice of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
We are back at it as we roll on through a Thursday night. No Cardinals baseball this evening. Jen Cease is going to be here with City Spotlight. That's going to begin after the 8 o'clock news. We talked a little City earlier. another 3-2 loss this past weekend. They're going to match up against Dallas at home coming up on Saturday night. See if they get things going. See if they can find some momentum here in the final six games of the season before they go into the offseason, the very quick offseason. And then before you know it, they're going to be starting next season once again with a new sporting director. Hopefully they have a new sporting director in place by the time next season gets started and a coaching situation that's settled as well. We'll talk more about that with Jen coming up here in just a little while. Cardinals baseball, they get the win yesterday. They take 2 of 3 from the A's. A couple things that I wanted to get to real quick, and Kevin Wheeler and I have discussed this a fair amount on Redbird Rush Hour, and I'm not just trying to repeat things that were said previously, but I keep seeing something that I can't disagree with more vehemently, so I'm going to bring it back up just to kind of bring home the point once again. And there's a lot of fans out there, because the Jordan Walker thing has obviously been the number one storyline, and it's fun when KMOX is kind of the conversation starter for something, and we were when Brent Brown came on the Gas House Gang along with Oliver Marmol on Tuesday and made some very telling comments about Jordan Walker and the team as a whole. Like, the one thing I kind of feel bad about the way this story has gone along is Jordan Walker has been so singled out in all of it because there were a couple things said by Brown about Walker. But honestly, if we're taking a step back and looking at the impact of the words that were spoken by Brent Brown, we probably should be more focused on some of the things he said about the entire team as opposed to some of the things he said specifically about one single player. All that being said, there seems to be this narrative out there, and there's a good chance that you agree with this, that the Cardinals messed Jordan Walker up, that they should have just let him be when he got to the big leagues. He was on that hit streak early on. Yeah, he was not hitting the ball in the air, yada, yada, yada. But the Cardinals messed him up by starting to tweak his swing when he got to the big leagues, where they should have just let it be. I disagree on a few things. And I'll start with, I will parrot something that Kevin Wheeler says, because he's right and he's the better one compared to me to speak on this. But it's a really good point. Jordan Walker's swing has not changed. Some other things have changed. His stance has changed. Where he sets up in the box has changed, but the actual swing has not changed. So when we talk about the Cardinals tweaking the swing, if we want to be very literal about that, they haven't. Now, you might be listening and going, well, it's all one thing. If you're setting up in the box in a different spot, you might include that under the swing umbrella. Okay, that's fine. I'm not here to argue that. If you want to go there, that's fine. It's, from a very technical standpoint, not correct, but I understand why you feel that way, and I'm not going to yell at you over it. But what I might yell at you a little bit about is the idea that if the Cardinals had not tried to get Walker to change some things, that he would be producing at a higher level right now. That is a false belief. I don't like to tell you what's right and what's wrong that often, but I'll tell you that one's wrong. Because what happened was the league adjusted to Walker. Walker got here. He was getting some hits early on in his big league career. He was making contact at a pretty high rate. We know with Walker, when he makes contact, there's a good chance it's going to be a hit, whether it's on the ground or on the air, because of his ability to just hit the ball so darn hard. We know that. So the league adjusted to Walker. So whether the Cardinals would have just said, okay, Jordan, keep doing what you're doing and we are not going to give you any coaching, or if they've done what they've done where they have tried to get him to make some adjustments, and based off some of the comments made by Brent Brown, it feels like he's not exactly gone along for that ride. Whatever it is, the idea that if they wouldn't have changed him or tried to change him, however you view it, that he would be continuing to at least get base hits, it's just not true. It is simply a false statement, because the league has adjusted to him. And that's what happens in baseball. That is one of the most challenging things about this game of baseball. That's why there are very few things in athletics that is more impressive than a baseball player who can remain consistent. Because no matter how long your career is filled with the league adjusting to you and you adjusting to the league, and it happening in real time over and over and over and over again. It just never, ever stops. That's why video can be a tool. Video also at times can be a bit of a data overload, and you have to watch that. But guys get adjusted to. All of a sudden, you're going to find a hole in somebody's swing. The pitchers adjust to it, and then very quickly on the fly, you have to adjust back in the other direction. And when people make these comments that, oh, if the Cardinals wouldn't have touched Jordan Walker, he'd be fine, it's just dismissing years and years and years of data that good hitters have to adjust their swings because they are being adjusted to constantly. So that bugs me a little bit just when I hear that, and I think it's something that I'll probably repeat it again because it's something that's worth talking about. And when we're going through the overall storyline that is everything that's happening right now with Jordan Walker, I think we need to come at it from a position of truth and accuracy, and just where does he go from here? And I don't completely know the answer to that question. I know right now he's one of the worst hitters in all of Major League Baseball. No matter what metric you look at, he is one of the single worst hitters in Major League Baseball. Yet at the same time, he has some tools, he has some underlying numbers that would allow him to be a truly special hitter if he could ever put it all together. And the first thing is just the pitch recognition, being able to realize what you should swing at and what you shouldn't swing at. And right now, it doesn't feel like he has much of a clue because he keeps swinging at pitches that he has no business swinging at, and he keeps not making contact. And as long as he continues to do that, he's not going to have much of a future. He's not going to be able to turn this thing around. And that's going to be the question for him moving forward. And at some point, you would think that when you're a big league hitter and you look up and you've got an OPS that's below 600, like that's you don't want to be Jordan Walker, who's got every tool in the world to be one of the best hitters in all of Major League Baseball. And you're like the 250th ranked hitter in Major League Baseball by most metrics. That's not what you want. And at some point, the realization of what I'm doing isn't working, so let's listen to somebody else and just try something else, that would be the thing that I would hope he would go for. Because, again, going back to what Brant Brown said earlier, doesn't seem like it's going that way. But the future of Jordan Walker very much up in the air. I don't think anything is guaranteed for him coming up next year. Speaking of the future, building the future and where Jordan Walker fits and all that, it is being brought to you by Graybarb. Graybarb is headquartered in St. Louis and is a great place to work. We are going to take one more break, and then when we return, Jen Cease is going to join us. We'll get her thoughts on where City SC is at right now, what they can still accomplish in their final six games of the season. That's up next. This is a Graybarb Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Now, back to the Strike Zone, presented by Graybar on the voice of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
We are starting to wrap up the program, but you don't want to go anywhere because Jen Cease is going to be up with City Spotlight in just a few moments. Jen, she's going to join us right now. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
That was a great introduction, wasn't it? My words are going all over the place. But
do you know, as a sports parent, what I'm doing right now, besides talking to you, I'm checking one of my kids in to go to urgent care to get a foot x-ray.
Oh, fun.
He plays high school freshman soccer, and, okay, you know, maybe we broke a toe.
All right.
That's my night after this.
I was getting text messages from my wife where my six-year-old daughter, who has been
scoring goals,
terrible at soccer in her life,
hasn't
cared. Like, it's been so much fun watching her, but literally she just runs around on the field and maybe once every other game will, like, touch the ball. Tonight's her first practice, and she's just like knocking in goal after goal after goal.
Boom.
And it's good. Saturday morning's her first game, so now I've got very high expectations for what I'm going to see from
my
6-year-old.
Your wife never should have told you that.
She should not have, because I'm going to be looking for some goal scoring coming up on Saturday morning.
She's striking it on the laces.
Yeah, so she's the next Mia Hamm, I guess. Speaking of all that, your daughter this past week made an announcement on where she was going to be continuing her college, her soccer career at college. And I just, from a parent standpoint, what's that process like where, and especially now in the NIL era where there's other stuff going on, but your daughter had offers from a number of schools and she makes that decision, and it's a really cool celebration for her, but it's got to be an awesome thing for you as well, who've watched the entire process.
It's overwhelming. Like I see, and every parent seems to have a different process. I know of friends who stayed in the room while she had conversations and like took notes, or we stayed out. She really did most of this herself, which I think is, I'm really proud of her for that. And she handled asking good questions, had hard conversations, and she had to, of course, not only accept, but she had to turn some people down and handled that. And it's just, it's wild ride and really overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. That would be the hard part for me. Like I was a terrible athlete in high school, and my athletic career was going to end the moment I graduated high school. But the idea that you have a lot of really cool people from a lot of really different places who all want you, and you can only choose one. It's not right. Like only one is good and the other ones are bad. You've got to say no to some really wonderful people.
Yeah, some of them are competitors, actually, and really good records itself. But also, she doesn't know yet what she wants to be when she grows up. So you go into a place that has a good education, the environment. You got to live there, and you have to go to school. So all those big decisions. It was really cool. I feel still like the process is so early. It was much later when I was in school. Mm-hmm. She's a junior now, and it started on June 15th of the summer. And so it's been kind of crazy.
And some of these kids are committing early.
She's a little bit later compared to some of her counterparts on her team, but feels really good with her pick and seems kind of settled, and hopefully all goes well.
Another 3-2 loss for City this past weekend.
You have to bring that up?
Yeah, well, you're about to talk about it for an hour.
Do it for a whole hour.
I'm just wedging you in there.
Yeah, that was a tough one for sure. It was one of those teams where, it's kind of one of those formulas where I think City have a 60% possession rate, one of those teams that sat back and said, here you go. What are you going to do with the ball? And so City has, got to kind of solve that being good with the ball, not just when they transition.
Yeah. It's it just feels like a lost season.
Well, 6 games left. I can't believe we'll highlight our player profile with Henry Kessler, who we talked to in the very first pregame player profile back in February when it was freezing cold. And he has some really good perspective on the season of how quickly it's gone and how what's just left and what they have left to play for.
Yeah, I talked with Neil Sika from Apple earlier in the show today, and I asked him, like, it wasn't that long ago that the narrative is, hey, there's still enough season left to turn this thing around.
Yeah, and we did that for a long time, it feels like.
Yes, and then snap a finger, and there's no longer enough season left. It comes up on you quick.
Yeah, when you look at the standings, there's only two teams right now that have that little E next to them, meaning they've been eliminated, and that's DC United and Montreal. LA Galaxy doesn't have it yet, even though they're 2 points under City right now, and City doesn't have it yet. I have to imagine in the next game or two. I don't know when statistically that happens. All the stats people can do that. But it does feel like that, and nobody wants to finish with the wooden spoon, the last, as they call it.
We got about a minute left. What do you have coming up on the show tonight?
Yeah, so of course we'll revisit some of the things that were said at the press conference today with David Critchley and Marcel Hartl, along with Dale Schilly, come along, do his analysis. Matt Baker from the Flyover Footy podcast will be along, and then of course we'll hear Henry Kessler's player profile.
Awesome, very good. We'll be listening.
Thanks.
That's Jen C. She's got City Spotlight. That's going to be coming up after the 8 o'clock news, so you'll definitely want to stay tuned for that. Tomorrow, this is going to be a really cool weekend. I know attendance is down this year for the Cardinals. I would just encourage you to get out there and support a couple things. The 85 team that's being honored, and then the Cardinals Hall of Famers. That celebration is going to take place, and the induction is going to take place on Saturday, posthumously for Walt Jocketty, and then with Edgar Renteria and Al Hrabowski. Hopefully we see some really, really good crowds at Busch Stadium this weekend to honor a group of people that absolutely deserve to be honored. I'll talk to you again tomorrow at 5 o'clock for Redbird Rush Hour. City Spotlight on the way next, right here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.